This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. Well, today I have a special guest that I want to talk with. It's a young lady that's come to my office in Washington, D.C. as part of her reign as Miss Arkansas. And this is part of the Miss America pageant variety. And this Miss Arkansas is out of Wynn, Arkansas. And I'm very familiar with Wynn because I used to command an infantry battalion in Searcy, and I had a headquarters detachment in Wynn, so I'm very familiar with that part of the country. But Camille, first of all, congratulations on being crowned Miss Arkansas. And so I've got to ask you, you know, what you've been up to recently and when that pageant for Miss America is going to roll around.
Thank you so much. I have been up to a lot recently, just traveling around the state of Arkansas and getting to meet so many Arkansans, working on my community service initiative, a Proudly Volunteer, so advocating for volunteerism and how important it is. But the Miss America pageant is coming up really soon. It's December 31st through January 5th, and it'll be held in Orlando, Florida.
As I said, you're from Wynn, Arkansas. That's over in the kind of the north central part of our state. Tell me a little bit about your background through high school, and I guess we'll also have to disclose that for your higher ed, you ended up in the Crimson Tide area down at the University of Alabama, but trace for me your background.
I would like to preface, though, I do bleed Razorback red, okay? Good. So I did attend Wynn High School. Wynn Public Schools were amazing. I was involved in everything from National Honor Society to the Thespians Club. I loved theater, and you and I got to talk about that earlier. My talent is singing in the Miss Arkansas and Miss America pageant organization, so I was always very into the arts. I graduated in 2020, and then I did head to the University of Alabama for my undergrad degree. It was on a full scholarship through the Miss America pageant organization, so I owe them the amazing opportunity of having my undergrad being paid for. I majored in communication studies and public relations on the pre-law track, and now I will be attending the University of Arkansas School of Law this upcoming August, so I'm really excited to be back home in Arkansas serving the state and now getting to do something that I've been looking forward to for a really long time.
But right around the corner is the Miss America pageant, and you and I both know the reigning Miss America, the young lady named Madison Marsh out of Fort Smith, Arkansas. She was Miss Colorado. So it's time now to bring this back to Arkansas for the Miss Arkansas contestant in that pageant, right?
I think so, too. You know, we had a native Arkansan, a Fort Smith girl, but we needed the title of Miss Arkansas to win. So it's going to have to be a back-to-back Arkansas year, I think.
It wouldn't be unprecedented. Now, I want to go back to your platform. Your platform is about volunteerism, and it's one of the pillars that I use when I talk to young people, young audiences, about the things that will make them successful, and I talk about this notion of giving something back to your community. Why is that important?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, there are so many reasons it's important, but you just stated probably the most important thing. I mean, it really is what makes the world go round. It's what makes you a better person, your community a better place, your state a better place, and ultimately your nation a better place. So what I like to stress with Proudly Volunteer is that there are so many ways to volunteer and give back your time. I think a lot of times we have this misconception with volunteerism that it's something where you have to get down on your hands and knees and plant a tree for it or put on an orange construction vest and build houses. And that's just not the case. So what I do and what I advocate for all throughout Arkansas is helping people find out what they're passionate about. You know, if you like to read books, maybe it's dropping off a few gently used books at a local library. Or if you're someone like my mom who loves animals, maybe it's spending your Saturday at a local animal shelter. There are a multitude of ways to give back, no matter how busy you are. And so that's what I try to stress throughout Arkansas.
I think paying it forward is so vitally important. Now I want you to project in the out years, 10, 12, 15 years from now, what's Camille Cathy going to be up to?
She'll be out of law school and hopefully have a job that she's crazy passionate about. And who knows, this actually is my first time on the Hill, and I think I have fallen in love with it. So maybe I'll be visiting your office again here in 10 to 15 years.
Well, you might be a candidate for Congress someday. I'm just glad you're from the first district and not from the third. But now, you mentioned your mom. Identify your parents for me and what they do.
Dr. Jake and Crystal Cathy of Wynn. My dad is a family physician and ER doctor there. And my mom has one of the most important jobs in the world, which is being a mother. She has her work cut out for her. I have a little sister as well. Her name is Kate Cathy.
And I know they're very proud of you, as are we. So thank you so much for the opportunity to visit with you, and good luck in the Miss America pageant.
Thank you so much for having me.
Miss Arkansas, Camille Cathy. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.